Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. With me, we have a different format. We have two hip-hop recording artists, DJs. We have Mr. Tony Touch, a.k.a. Tony Toka, and we have Sony with an I, and they are a dynamic duo. And the reason we have them on today is because during the pandemic, these two, along with countless other DJs, decided that they were going to heal the community by playing music for us. And this couple is on sometimes 6 days a week with a Zoom party. So I want them to talk about their careers, and I want them to talk about what they're doing during this pandemic and what we're going to do when we come out of the pandemic. Tony and Sony, welcome to Reaching Out.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You know, where do we begin? I mean, I guess I'll go first. I've been DJing since 1986. Became recognized in the music world through my mixtape hustle and distribution of mixtapes and all the mom and pop stores throughout the city, which eventually turned into a global phenomenon and distribution worldwide of my mixtapes, which were like homemade DJ tapes I would make. Became real popular with those throughout the 90s, which led to me landing a record deal in 2000, the year 2000, on Tommy Boy Records. I put out a compilation album, and I kept the same mixtape formula featuring different artists such as Eminem and KRS-One and you know, Busta Rhymes, just to name a few. Big Pun, God bless his soul. I put out this album in 2000, and it's solidified my place in the hip hop community. But also introduced me to a lot of new people. I also want to footnote, when it comes to the mixtapes, I also was producing not only hip hop mixtapes, but also house music and reggae and R&B, and heavily involved in the Latin community with the reggaeton movement, and was there for the inception of that. So that was in the year 2000. I landed my album deal. From then on, I've put out about 6-7 albums on major labels. I did two reggaetoni albums. I did 3 Peacemaker albums. And these are all compilation mixtape formatted records. Yes, the music's been great to me. I've traveled the world countless, you know, times, visited all countries from Japan to Australia to, you know, Eastern Europe, Serbia and Croatia, you name it. We've been all over the place. This music has been a blessing for me, and it's allowed me to travel the world and share it with everyone. And I've been very blessed. And here we are, 2021, and we're still at it.
Wow. And Sony, tell us about your DJing and your musical career, because I know your theme is rebel. You are a rebel. So tell us about that.
Well, rebel came from just me speaking up on what I believe in. You know, I feel like it's important for us as individuals, instead of to follow the flock, to really just individually stand up for what we believe is right. Music has always been in my life. My dad was a musician. So growing up, I've always had that influence. My brothers were break dancers. My sister was a ballerina dancer. And I was exposed to all of this while growing up. And that led me to singing. I was always singing. My parents would take me on auditions. And I didn't have my first legitimate music position until I landed a position with Jelly Bean Benitez for his record label. So I was behind the scenes. So while this was going on, when I was in auditions and I was a part of 2 female girl groups, not at the same time, but it helped me develop into a solo artist. I was still too young to get into the clubs. So what I would do was I would promote as my way to get into the club so I could network and meet people. And then that flourished into me being featured on different people's albums. I ended up meeting this one and connecting with him through a feature on his Peacemaker 2. And then his influence and me going out and hearing people DJ, and I felt like there was something missing, an element that was missing. And so I ended up picking up DJing with his influence, and my mom eavesdropping on me one day, and she went and purchased some of the equipment that I needed as a surprise. So, you know, when your mother does something for you, you gotta follow through. Yeah. So that's what led me to also figuring out that I also have another passion, and that's not only making and creating music, but playing music. So here we are, you know, today where I'm still DJing and I'm making music, putting records out. The first solo album was called Rebel. Very eclectic, because that's what my life was like, very eclectic musically. Mm-hmm. I collaborated on that album with Raekwon from Wu-Tang, Austin Brown, and Mobb Deep, also Questlove. Tony did the production, of course, and Static Select also did the production, as well as a longtime friend, Richard Younglord Frierson, who has done a lot of stuff for Puffy and Bad Boy. So all the artists that were on Bad Boy, as well as Big Pun, Fat Joe, and a few artists that were on Ola Records.
Oh, okay. So tell me, I hear the Peacemaker has a collaboration with Ewing Sneakers. Tell us about that.
Mm. So what happened was, last year was the 20-year anniversary of my first album, which was called The Peacemaker on Tommy Boy Records. And the collaboration came as an idea to create a sneaker celebrating that, an anniversary sneaker. The Patrick Ewing brand has been doing these collabos for the last few years now. They've done sneakers for CNN, Capone Noriega, Cormega, Big Pun, Naughty by Nature. The Patrick Ewing brand has been known to do a lot of these collabos with different hip hop artists and stuff over the years. And we both have a mutual friend that's been working with them for years, marketing and doing events for them and stuff. So he brought me to the office and we spoke on this idea to do a 20-year anniversary Peacemaker sneaker, which I guess I should show you guys, right? I'll show you in a minute.
Sure.
Let me get a few. You guys got to see this.
And while he's getting it and as quiet as kept, I am a big sneaker fan. I have a museum.
Wow.
Sneakers. I've been collecting for years, so I have over 600 pairs of sneakers.
Oh, wow. Man.
Including
these bad boys.
Tony Touch sneakers.
Yeah, so these are the Patrick Ewing sneakers. I kind of designed them along with my boy Trace. We ended up doing these to also commemorate the original Ewing designs, kept it authentic and old school. But yeah, so they were supposed to come out last year. Ended up dropping this year due to the whole COVID situation. It's been getting a great response.
So if some of our listeners and viewers on YouTube want to purchase a pair of sneakers, where could they go?
They can go to ewingathletics.com.
Ewingathletics.com. And you also have a matching t-shirt to go along with that.
Correct. Yes, we have a matching t-shirt to go along with it. And supply is very limited. We only did X amount of, you know, sneakers just to test the waters. And usually with most sneakers and limited edition stuff, that's how it goes. You know, we right. must have pressed up maybe 400 or 500 pair and that's it. But we're almost out of them. So if you're a sneakerhead and you're a Ewing, you know, athletic fan, definitely check out the site, grab yourself a pair.
Now, you also have merchandising, the two of you. Now, I want you to tell everybody your website if they want to get into some of your Tony Touch and Sony with an I merchandise. You have two separate, merchandising outlets. So tell us about those outlets.
You can go to Sony with an I, SONIWITHANEYE.com. And go into the merchandise section. You'll see some mixes there, some DJ mixes there, apparel that's available that I put out for the album, bandanas, snapbacks, rebel beanies, sweatsuits, t-shirts, bandanas, masks due to our current situation. Always constantly throwing something different up there.
Okay.
And then the music is available on all platforms. So you can visit iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. And my SoundCloud page if you want to hear some DJ mixes as well.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with me. Yeah, I have the website. It's TonyTouch.com, which we've been pushing for, you know, almost 20 years. And merchandising has always been a big deal for me. I picked up early on that while I was touring in the 90s, how important that is. You know, fans want to connect. They want to go home with something. And it's a great way to make revenue for artists that are out there on the road, separate from show money. You know, even if it's just a simple t-shirt, you go on the road with 50 t-shirts, you know, you make some good money off that. It's just our New York hustle. And, Which ironically, you know, saved us quite a bit in this last year, since we weren't able to go out and do DJ gigs and stuff like that. We already had our foot in the door when it comes to the merchandising game, and it helped us out. It saved us. People were supporting us. They couldn't come to our gigs or whatever, so they would go on our websites, you know, buy merchandise from us. And I definitely strongly recommend all artists to adapt that formula into their whole brand.
You're listening to Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. We are talking with Tony Touch, a.k.a. Toka, and Sony with an I, two hip-hop musical artists. Now, tell us about your idea during the pandemic that you would come on Instagram, then Twitch, and just entertain countless numbers of individuals across the country and across the world. Tell us how that came about and tell us when you are on and how people that are interested want to listen to you and the type of music that you play.
At the beginning of the pandemic, obviously everything's shut down, but we had a pre-pandemic, we had not only been on the road and gigging in different nightclubs and festivals, but we also produced our own events and our own weekly parties that went on in New York. And we figured since we couldn't, you know, everything was shut down. So we couldn't function the way we were able to function before. Well, let's bring this online, because now we have the technology and the means of being able to do what we do, but in a different way. And for us, as well as the people that would come to the events, it's a form of therapy, you know? Mm-hmm. So for us, as well as our fans and our family. So we went online and just on the whim, just, you know, to see where it went. And people logged in. And that's where it was. We did a Friday. I do the Friday because I had a Friday called Dreamland and a Wednesday called Love Break that was on the weekly. And then Tony has his that's on Sunday night, Funk Box, and Tuesday, Toka Tuesday. And these parties have been going for a few years now.
Yeah, their weekly parties in New York. To get a little deeper into it, they had already been DJ streaming online for a minute. You know, we had platforms such as Facebook Live. We had Periscope, which was a branch of the Twitter, system, Periscope. So there were DJs doing online stuff. Just wasn't very popular. The one person we got to give credit to that really took it out of here was a friend of ours named D-Nice, who is part of a DJ ensemble that I'm a part of called The Originals. We have a group called The Originals. It's me, D-Nice, Clark Kent, Rich Medina, and Stretch Armstrong, all DJ legends. And we formed this group about 8 years ago. It's a monthly party here in New York, and sometimes we travel with the party. Name of our group is The Originals. So what happened was during quarantine, maybe the first or second day, D-Nice launched his Instagram Live and began started off playing music and conversating with people. And by the second or third day, he pulled out his DJ equipment, started DJing online. By the third day, D-Nice ended up hitting about 100,000 people at one given moment listening to him. This was, I believe, on a Saturday night. And it was only on Instagram Live. And he ended up having all these people on his stream, such as Michelle Obama, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. I mean, Janet Jackson. It was completely star-studded. Dave Chappelle. And what a lot of people didn't realize is D-Nice already had these relationships with these people because he was already kind of a celebrity behind the scenes DJ. He would do a lot of private events. He would DJ in the White House. I mean, you know, he was already in there with these people, and he ended up connecting with them and asking them to join his online live. You know, he said, the people need it. Come on the chat room. Just say hello. It became a complete phenomenon. I mean, D-Nice ended up, you know, doing Jimmy Fallon and Good Day New York and CNN. I mean, he's been on every platform being interviewed, kind of the spokesperson for all us DJs out there. So that inspired everybody, musicians to go live. You know, you didn't even have to be a DJ. You could be a musician. You could have a band, an artist, a yoga instructor. You know, everybody caught the bug, and it really set off a real, like Sony said, something real therapeutic for everybody to connect with their fans, their brands. And we kept it alive out here during the pandemic through that. And I salute D-Nice for it. So he had did his first stream on that Saturday, which I believe was like the 13th or the 14th, whatever the date was, March 2020. So I had this idea. I said, I want to do the Instagram on Sunday for all my funk box people that come to the party. We can't party, so let's do it online. But I took it a step further and set up a Zoom account because I had another friend of mine, and I'll give her credit. Her name is Tasha Blank. And she's a big house DJ here in New York. She has a party called The Get Down. And she had already been doing the Zoom that week. And I saw what she was doing. And she had 100 people in the Zoom room, everybody dancing, doing their thing. So I said, wow, I'll combine this with what D-Nice is doing. And we brought it together. So we started our Zoom room so that we can interact visually with people, as well as Instagram for the music and for the people that didn't want to get into a Zoom room. And it's been nonstop ever since. I mean, you know, we both have brands in New York that we wanted to protect and continue to push. Hers is Dreamland, which is more of a house music party, than the Love Break is kind of an open format thing. And with me, with my funk box, with my hip hop party on Tuesdays, you know. And then I ended up having Saturdays off. I said, what am I going to do with Saturdays? So another passion of mine is classic salsa music, Latin music. So I dedicated my Saturday afternoons during quarantine to play for somewhat of an older crowd, my elders, all my fans and their elders that appreciated the classic sounds of that 70s, 80s salsa music. And we've been nonstop. We're streaming 6-7 days a week. And we've been able to connect with people all over the world. We've built new fans. We've made family and friends with people in the Zoom room. And it's been phenomenal. I mean, we've built new families out of this.
So tell the listeners and also the people on YouTube that are watching, how can they participate? Where could they go? How could they hear your music and get involved with your Zoom room?
Yeah, right now, we usually, when we do our streams, we'll start off on Instagram. And then throughout the stream, or sometimes we'll stream on multiple platforms, on Zoom and Twitch. Twitch is a new platform we've been using. They've been a little bit more liberal in terms of copyright issues and cutting us off, stopping the stream in the middle of the stream. Also a way to generate revenue. People can subscribe to your Twitch channel. They can tip you. They can, you know, you make money from the ads. There's different ways to make revenue. So now there's some revenue being earned through the Twitch platform. And now Instagram picked up on it, and now they're doing this thing called badges where somebody logs into your Instagram live stream, they can donate through there as well. Basically, I would say find us, you know, the best way and the most popular method right now is Instagram. We end up putting all our information on our Instagram page as to where the Zoom room is, what's the login info, what's the password, if there is a password. We give up the Twitch info. So best bet is to follow us on Instagram. Mine's is at DJ Tony Touch. Hers is at Sony with an I. And when you follow us on Instagram, you'll get alerts when we're going live. They're live right now. You know, if you could turn your alerts on. And we're pretty easy to find. And the Zoom rooms, you know, anybody could join.
And Sony with an I, you got to spell it at the end, E-Y-E.
Yes.
Because it took me some time to find it because I was going with an I. Then I figured it out. I said, oh, that is genius. Sony with an I.
Like I take credit for that.
Part of the body.
my birth name is Sony. And my whole life I've been introducing myself. People are always asking me, well, is that spelled with a Y or an I? And I'm like, Sony with an I. And when it came down to trademark, you know, Sony was obviously
coming up with an artist name, because we were just going to run with the name Sony as her artist name, but that just became too complicated with all, you know,
legal
issues. So we just came up with a name that would, you know, resonate with people and something that she can identify with. And it's a little comp, you know, but it's spelled Sonywithanie, Sony with an I. And that's how you find her on all your social media platforms and website, etc.
I just tell them.
That was so nice. And you have an in-person party coming up, don't you? A boat ride.
Yeah, that's right. I do this annual boat ride party in New York first Friday in July. I've been doing it for 12 years. And that's my birthday weekend also. So started off as a birthday boat ride, and it's just turned into an annual tradition for house heads and for hip hop heads. I usually do two levels. And we always feature guest DJs. Sony's DJed on the boat with me all the time. We've had DJs such as Osunlade and Jelly Bean, or even like hip hop Pete Rock or Just Blaze. So we get some star-studded DJs to come and help me DJ throughout the boat. And so we're doing one this year, Friday, July 2nd. And in New York City, we're going 100% on the 1st of July. So I was able to sell the full capacity of the boat, because right now you could only do half up to July 1st. So on July 2nd, I got lucky. I found a boat for that Friday, and it's happening. Friday, July 2nd. We call it the feel good boat ride, and it's going to be a great time. Tickets are still available. The link is tonytouchboatride11.eventbrite.com.
Thank you. And I wish we had more time, because I want to get into the hip hop museum that's opening, that they're going to have groundbreaking, but we ran out of time for this segment of Reaching Out. I want to thank our two guests, Tony Touch, AKA Toka, and Sony with an I. That's WITHANEYE. Thank you two very much for coming on.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.